First of all, the Isle of Man has unique road traffic laws, and this really does fly in the face of those laws. The idea behind a 20 mile an hour speed limit is obviously safety. Everyone would want safety. And in my view, what should happen, and I think it already happens in the Isle of Man, is that there are 20 mile a mile an hour limits in certain places, for example, by schools and probably by hospitals. My view is always, rather than having it as a blanket 20 mile an hour, have it on a dynamic basis. So obviously hospitals, you have it on a permanent basis, but outside schools, you have it when schools are opening and when they're closing. That makes sense. And I think the driver would accept that. But just to introduce a blanket 20 mile an hour limit, in my view, is a completely pointless exercise. It's going to be extremely unpopular with the general motoring public. They will see this as them being used as a cash cow. It does alienate them from the authorities, which is something that the authorities don't want to do anywhere. Probably more so on a small independent governed island like the Isle of Man than anywhere else. To me, it's completely pointless. It's counterintuitive. I drive all over the country, I do a massive mileage, and every time I hit a 20 mile an hour, I think you're obsessed with your speedometer. So you're not concentrating on what's happening around you. You're looking at that speedometer all the time, which I think is dangerous. It's carbon neutral. Journey times obviously take about a third of the time longer. Certain people, such as taxi drivers, are going to be very, very frustrated by it. Delivery drivers are going to be very frustrated by it because it's going to hit them hard in the pocket. It's expensive to implement. Wales implemented it, or they did implement it recently. And I think the cost to the economy over a period of time is estimated at being £4.6 billion. It's costly to install. And of course, it then needs policing. And I don't believe that the Isle of Man has the infrastructure that's there. And I don't think from a beauty perspective, they want to litter their roads with cameras, which is unsightly street furniture. I think it's going to do the tourist industry a lot of harm. I know people, I live in Cheshire, and from friends anecdotally and myself, I don't really want to go to Wales anymore because it's just too slow. It's a beautiful place like the Isle of Man, but you don't want to be sitting at 20 miles an hour. Not only is it counterintuitive, but actually modern cars are not designed to go at that speed. You feel when you're traveling at that speed, actually, I might as well get out and walk. And of course, while some may say that's exactly what we're trying to achieve, that certainly doesn't work, and it's a ridiculous idea. Yes, have it on a dynamic place, out on a dynamic basis, in sensible places, but just to introduce it in all residential areas, it unnecessary. It's not going to achieve anything any good. It's going to be very unpopular, and I just can't see the point in it, to be quite honest with you. And people are going to have to pay for it, not only in terms of the fines, but they're also going to have to pay for its implementation and policing to make it work.
Am I right in thinking in the UK that you have helped quash convictions for breaking 20 mile an hour speed limits, etc.?
Well, yes. I mean, look, I do a massive amount of criminal defence road traffic work, whether it's anything from speeding to, the much more serious stuff, death by dangerous driving. So the whole raft of road traffic law, we travel the length and breadth of England and Wales defending people. What's happened and what we've noted, it's an obvious thing to say, is that people who have driven impeccably throughout their life are getting stung with these 20 mile an hour speed restrictions. I'm not sure about the Isle of Man, but in England you have a tolerance zone of 10% plus one. So you're not prosecuted, or shouldn't be, at 23 miles an hour. But you have people who have driven very, very carefully all their lives, never had an endorsement, and they're coming in infuriated at the fact that they've now got this ticket. They were driving sensibly, they were doing 24 miles an hour, and they're incensed, they're outraged, and often we get instructions to fight it. And fortunately, when we do fight it, we often succeed.
Finally, the public have until this Friday in which to voice their concerns with the government here about this. What should they say?
They should really say, hopefully they'll listen to the points that I've raised. Everyone wants to be sensible. It's a pointless exercise. What is the reason behind it? If anyone says it's road safety, the statistics don't bear that out. In terms of, obviously, if you're hit by a car at 30, you're going to be more seriously injured than if you're hit by a vehicle at 20. But then again, if you're hit by a vehicle at 20, you're going to be more seriously injured than a vehicle travelling at 10. There is a sweet spot. It has to make sense. Cars are designed to get us from A to B safely and in a reasonable time. So we just have to be sensible. And 20 miles an hour, if it's not on a dynamic basis and if it's rolled out on a blanket basis, flies in the face of what we do as drivers. We're not being trusted to exercise our sensible driving skills. And that's what needs to happen. So what the people in the Isle of Man should do is they should petition the government very hard and say, what is the point in this? Explain on a blanket basis, how is there any merit in this? And how are you going to enforce it? And do you really want to get everyone off the road accumulating 12 points in 3 years because they're not going to be able to argue exceptional hardship? Is that really what the government is about? Or actually, should we stick to our unique heritage, drive sensibly, and trust the public and just have the implementation of sensible speed limits?